Oh, welcome back to Trot's Life. Simon Jones joins us from South Australia. Simon, how are you, mate? And whereabouts are you today?
Oh, I'm very well, Toby. I'm working hard trying to put a deal or two together to pay the bills.
Are you really? Okay. So you're just about to hit the hammer down and say sold?
Yeah, correct. That's it. That's what we're doing.
And you still got 10 minutes for us. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Nah, looking forward to it.
Recap on the weekend. Lords Arise, Regal Attire with some good wins, mate.
Yeah, they took out the Kapunda Cup. Obviously, they were rescheduled to Globe Derby and relocated after the weather here. It was just going to be too hot at Kapunda as a day meeting. So they went into the evening, and, yeah, they were simply too good. Just been dominant since arriving, Regal Attire, well, second time round. He's unbeaten this time, and he's quickly becoming the Country Cups king, and he looks to have a stranglehold on the races moving forward. And Lords Arise, same ownership group for Boots, had the good run behind Artillery and proved too good by half neck in the Kapunda Pacing Cup.
Wait, do you think they might go to Mount Gambier on Saturday night with a horse like Regal Attire, Lord of Zorais, and take on the cups down there? Because if they meet Hanging Fire, it might be a different story.
Yeah, I'm not sure they'll head there, to be honest. Yeah. He hasn't in the past, Ryan, so I'm not sure if he will. I haven't seen the noms as yet for that meeting. So, I'm not sure he will. I think he'll just wait. What do we got? Obviously, Mount Gambier this week. Then we head into the Gawler Cup on the 24th, Sunday the 24th of March.
Yeah.
So I think he'll hang around for that. That's over 2,500. So probably wants the bigger, Club Derby's a half mile, but, you know, with the handicap it's got to be off, probably wants the longer distance as well on the bigger track at Gawler. So, it'd be good to see a bit of local representation, but I haven't seen those noms as yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen the noms either. But all these is heading towards Port Pirie, is it? 20 trotters and 25 paces.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's where we end up. That comes up in
April 13th.
Yeah, April 13th. Yeah, there you go. April 13th. Yeah, my program. I was just going through the program. Still got Victor Harbour in between there on the 31st. So, it's a busy 4 or 5 weeks left, and it's really good to see the better horses stepping out. And then we got our kindergarten series. That kicks off shortly too. The heats come up for the two-year-olds. I think they start the week after next. So, plenty to look forward to, Toby.
Yeah, I failed finger painting at kindergarten, so it brings back bad memories. Mount Gambier Cup, the Gold Cup. And I just had a look back at the heats, and it's got nearly a dash of everything that it needs. There's a Finnis horse, a Schofield horse, a Matt Craven horse, a Drury horse, a Matt Horsnell horse representing basically the team Gillaby, and there's a Steenhouse in for good measure as well, and a couple more locals. It's got sort of everything that a Mount Gambier Gold Cup has to make it a great race.
Oh, yeah, and I remember growing up, it used to be very, very sought after. We're talking 25, 30 years ago, the likes of Barry Forrest back in the day, he won a couple. Scott Ewan, he won a couple with his father, Barry. Raz, that's when they used to give away a float. So yeah, it was a sought-after race for local trainers here. Not so much these days. You get the border hoppers with the Victorians, but you've obviously got the Finnis clan down there as well. But yeah, it's lost a little bit of its local interest for mine, in that we're just a bit precious here. I think people don't like to travel with the cost of diesel these days, but it's still a race that's well worth the trip, I feel.
There was a famous victory 2012 for Come On Frank as well, which I had Darren Billinger on, and he told the whole story of that horse one time over 60 minutes, and yeah, it was a famous victory, that victory.
Oh, he's a wonderful horse, and obviously with his daughter passing tragically, he was what kept them going. And geez, he built up the biggest fan following I know of for a standard bred from a social media point of view anyway. He was followed all around Australasia. So, it was a wonderful story, and what a great horse he was.
I can't remember the exact story, but he was in an airport or something in Sydney, and people stopping him to talk about Come On Frank, and, just amazing horse he was. 61 races he won, and yeah, he lives on, that horse, and just for some wonderful people. Now, some tips for tonight, mate. Globe Derby tonight, first kicks off at 6:20. You got something for us? No doubt you do.
Yeah, I do. It's probably a horse that I threw in the waste bin, but it's, I've had to uncrinkle that bit of paper and and put the press on it. Race one, number one, Ideal Melody. I've tipped this out quite a bit, and it's let us down. Just gets conditions to suit tonight. It was all right last start. It had no luck. It looks the leader over 1,800, and that's where it runs its best races. It has won with a sit before, but best out in front. There's not a lot of pressure there. I mean, Diamond's on a class drop somewhat with Ryan Ihorick on board. Keel is racing super well. Childers Road's been racing well, but I think out in front with Kenny Rogers, he's driving in super form at the moment. Should be able to sneak race one.
Geez, after that previous conversation, Steinman's a worry in that race. But, yeah, keep going.
Yeah, definitely. Race four, number two, Franco Landry. Comes up with the ideal draw. It hasn't had a lot of luck recently. I think they'll try and hold the lead. It wouldn't disappoint me if Monsieur Steele got across it. Monsieur Steele's a very quick beginner and likes to run along in front. So even if it gets crossed, Franco Landry, I think it's a terrific chance. They did bid $5 this morning. It's into $3 and $1.60. There's only two dividends. This sounds silly. I can't really see it missing top two unless there's a war up front. It's been very unlucky of late, and it gets the draw to suit. So race four, number two, Franco Landry. You're going to have to take $3 and $1.60, but I think that's about its right price.
Yep, that's all, mate. Or you got another one?
Well, they're the two best, and I thought there was a value runner. It's a horse that I've known a little bit about. I used to track work with it. It won first up, race six, number nine, most likely. It won first up. It goes back to the second row tonight. It's still learning its craft, but I think it's a horse with a bright future. It's a seven-year-old. That's right, a seven-year-old having its second start.
Yeah.
But it was very impressive first up. It's not a strong field, but I think it's worth an each-way ticket, but it's one I'd keep following. I think it can sort of race its way through its classes, and it's a horse with that should do a good job this time in at its first campaign.
Yeah, so what's the backstory to it? A seven-year-old mare?
Yeah, so the guy that trains it...
Chris Massey?
Yeah, he had to take a forced holiday, let's put it that way, for a little while.
Yep.
Then his horses... Spent some time in the paddock. He had some health issues. He's a battler, to be honest. You know, he puts his horses first. But, so she's been in work a long, long time. I was fast working with her, 8 weeks ago. She was probably ready to go to the races then. He's just had some little minor setbacks with her. But, yeah, so I think she just spent time in the paddock whilst he was on holiday. And, she went terrific first up. I mean, she ran 58 her last half, and she still doesn't know what she's doing. So I think she's a horse that can win quite a few more races.
He needs to get in a training partnership with a Ferguson somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not quite getting that, actually. Ferguson, most unlikely.
Massey Ferguson. It's a tractor.
Massey Ferguson, sorry, of course. Yep, over my head, mate.
Yeah, I just got to run one past you just to keep
you
on your toes.
Yeah, well, it's not hard. It's not hard to catch me out, that's for sure, especially on a Tuesday.
You're busy selling houses, mate, and you've just on short notice jumped in for a chat, so I'll cut you some slack, but Andy Gathall have had a chuckle at that anyway.
He would have, and the other big news is the horse of the year.
Yeah.
All the awards. I won't go through them all. I'll just highlight that Miss Idaho won overall Horse of the Year.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Obviously took out her category, but I think it's the first two-year-old to do it, for a long time anyway. So, and Ryan topped it off with the Jim Hurley medal. He's won quite a few of these, but that makes it back-to-back for him. So that's voted by a panel throughout the racing season. There were some wonderful winners, and it was good to see Chris Nicol take out an award. Who he trains half a dozen at most. He's a hobby trainer, and his horse, who had a terrific season, Assassinator, through the Country Cups, took out a 5-year-old Pacing, Entires and Gelding. So it was great to see. Your horse took out 3-year-old Pacing Colt of the Year, Life is But a Dream. So, the night belonged basically to Ryan Ihorick, really. He took out a bulk of the awards.
he's been a regular, Chris, to Mildura Cups. It feels like the last 10 he's been to, if that makes sense. He's always got a horse. I know Assassinator, but I reckon there's been some others go over for Mildura Cup campaigns as well.
Yep, loves going to Mildura for the Cup, yeah. Certainly. Not sure if he'll have one this year. He's got a mare. I'm not sure she's quite up to it, but and I don't know where Assassinator's at, actually. So not sure where he's retired a couple recently, but they've just bought a yearling as well. So, they've got plenty to look forward to.
Certainly do, mate. And so does Harness Racing in South Australia. Going great guns. Thanks for joining us, and best of luck to everyone involved at Mount Gambier and over the weekend and those getting involved tonight in your three tips.
Yep, hopefully we can send them away with some money in their pocket. Good luck to everyone, and good to be with you, Toby.
No worries. Thanks, Simon. There's Simon Jones from South Australia. If you're in South Australia, you'll be heading to the 12 o'clock news. I'm not sure how that works. But in Victoria, you'll be heading to the 12:30 news, and we've still got Blake Jones as we keep up with the Joneses here on Trot's Life.